This was friendly territory for Feingold. The senator grew up in Janesville, and he's long embraced unions like the United Auto Workers. He's also endorsed by senior groups. Speaking to retirees at the UAW Hall in Janesville, Feingold said that unlike Republican opponent Ron Johnson, he would fight any effort to privatize Social Security.
You know, the hardworking people in this town don't always have a whole lot to be sure about in the future. Look at what's happened with jobs. What about pensions? What about health insurance? To mess around with people's Social Security is just wrong.
Johnson has never called for full privatization, but has said he's open to a voluntary plan that would partially privatize Social Security for people 55 and younger if they want it. Feingold also hit Johnson for his support of trade deals like the North American Free Trade Agreement. Johnson has said that on the whole, trade deals have been positive for Wisconsin.
And he's referred to the process of this as what he calls creative destruction. Creative destruction. Well, I call it just destructive. Destructive to our families. Destructive to our communities. Destructive to the people that I grew up with in this community. And it is an enormous contrast between the two of us.
Feingold also told seniors about his yes vote for the federal health care bill, saying it closed the donut hole for prescription drug coverage in Medicare Part D. He also expressed unequivocal support for unemployment insurance, a big issue in Janesville where the jobless rate is still at 10%. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.